Practice Test Section 4 You will hear a zoology lecturer giving a talk on the effect that introduced animals have had in New Zealand. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 31 to 40. Section 4.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Zoology Department. We're going to consider the effect of introduced species in New Zealand. I'd like to start with a quick look at ancient history. New Zealand is a tiny fragment of the ancient continent of Gondwanaland. Our diverse flora comes from two sources. First, the ancient species present when this country was still part of Gondwanaland, and the second, species which arrived after separation. The vegetation developed without browsing mammals. However, since human settlement, there has been considerable destruction or alteration of the landscape through fire, and the introduction of mammals and exotic plants, exotic here meaning foreign, non-native. There were three major invasions by humans. First were the Polynesians, and they brought with them the Koori dog and the Kiori rat. Much later, Captain Cook arrived, followed by European sealers and whalers. European rats and mice came aboard their ships. Finally, European settlers started arriving from the 1840s onwards, introducing all manner of birds, animals and plants into the still fairly pristine environment. Some species were introduced from Australia, but most came from the British Isles and Europe. Let's move on now to look at some of the introduced animals and the reasons for their introduction. The possum, a native of Australia, was introduced to establish a fur industry, but is now the greatest wildlife pest of New Zealand. The second in the utility category is of particular interest because it became a pest almost as soon as it was liberated. The rabbit was much valued for its meat and fur, but was soon out of control. Goats and pigs were brought in as a food supply, and the Pacific or Kiori rat was used both for food and for its pelt. Moving on to sport now. The hare was introduced for food and sport, but unlike the rabbit, has never become a significant pest. Wallabies were brought from Australia. Six species became established, and some of those populations are expanding. Both the Himalayan tar and chamois were introduced into the South Island as game animals. Finally, in this category, red deer, liberated for sport but responsible for considerable habitat destruction. What about feral farm animals? Sheep, along with cattle and horses, were brought by early settlers as domestic stock, but because of a lack of fencing, some escaped and became feral. Unfortunately, ordinary house cats went off into the wild as well and established feral populations. This brings us to the next section, biological control. The humble hedgehog was introduced from England to control insects and other garden pests, but the hedgehog also eats native frogs and bird eggs. The three mustelids, the ferret, stoat and weasel, were brought in as biological control for rabbits. Having failed at that, they are busy exterminating rare native birds. Last but not least, the stowaways. The unintentional introduction of rodents has had a huge impact on native birds and reptiles. the black rat alone responsible for the extinction of 9 bird species. So far, we've looked at human impact on the New Zealand environment brought about by the introduction of various animals. I've focused on some of the worst examples and why they were brought here. Now let's consider the economic impact and methods of control. The establishment of introduced mammals is of considerable ecological and economic importance. Rabbits, for example, compete with sheep, depleting pasture and causing soil erosion. A virus, myxomatosis, was introduced back in 1951, but it failed to spread. Red deer in the forests prevent the regeneration of native trees, but hunting and shooting allows reasonable control. Possums have a devastating effect on all native flora, but they also thrive in pine plantations, orchards, pasture, and even urban gardens. They pose a particular threat to the dairy industry as well, because they infect cattle with tuberculosis. Despite enormous sums of money being spent on various means of eradication and control, from trapping to poisoning, the possum population is still unmanageable. Do introduced species offer any financial benefits, you may ask? Surprisingly, yes. Possums are once again trapped for their fur. Rabbit meat is back on the menu. The innovation of hunting deer and goats by helicopter has attracted tourist revenue. Wild venison, deer meat, is sold in Europe and deer velvet is sold in Asia. My concluding words are saved for feral farm animals, an interesting aspect of which is genetic conservation. Selective breeding programs have narrowed the genetic base of domestic animals. However, some of the feral herds display advantageous characteristics that are now highly prized by animal breeders. Unfortunately, many feral herds have been successfully exterminated. Thank you. Next week, we'll look at bird life.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.